dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And welcome back to Topeka, as it's the Cypher Class 3A State Softball here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake Spaulding. Seth Tolleson, Harper Smith back in studio with us here today. And, man, the game we just got done with a few moments ago, about 15 minutes ago, actually, was Minneapolis Riverside and a walk-off win for the Cyclones. They will move on to take on Frontenac tomorrow at 11 o'clock. In the morning, we got a great one matched up here for you as well. Here in game number two of our triple header, it's Wichita Trinity, the two-seed Academy, coached by Steve Cross. They beat Chaparral 10-0, Kingman Norwich 8-1, and Haven in a barn burner 9-8 in their regional title game last week. Look out for Ava Lay. Ava Lay plays third base, leads the team in batting average on the season as well as Liberty Lewis and Dominique Schellinger. Lewis is who we're going to see a lot in right field, but Dominique Schellinger, she's one. He said, hey, just call her Dom, because she is amazing inside the circle as well. She's 12-2 with a 1.53 ERA and 68 strikeouts, but Lewis, she could come in from right field and pitch as well, 12-1 with a 1.01 ERA for Wichita Trinity. For Silver Lake, man, they beat St. Mary's 11-0 and Riley County 11-0, but then an amazing game against Southeast of Saline, 4-3 in the regional title game. They're 23-6, coached by Nick Hamilton. Eagles now 28 appearances in 35 years of having softball. That's pretty impressive. Silver Lake, 13 state titles in program history, last one in 2018. That's when they had 7 titles in the span of 14 years. They won 5 state titles from 92 to 96 as well. First of those in class 5 through 1A. Silver Lake is led on the mound here today by Kendra Cook. Kendra Cook, amazing in the circle with a .73 ERA, 128 strikeouts this season, but she's got 346 strikeouts in her career, fourth all time at this traditional powerhouse school of Silver Lake. She's got 48 wins in her career as well, third all-time for the Eagles. She's batting .490. And how about some offensive statistics for you before we get started? Lowry for Silver Lake, that's Kira Lowry playing third base today. Kira is doing a great job at the plate, batting .438 with Caitlin Haney, .429 from the plate as well, swiping 15 bases this season. Hyman, by the way, we can't forget about Paige Hyman, the first baseman, has 7 home runs and has a .345 average on the season. Let's get you starting lineups here, starting with the home team, Wichita Trinity Academy, again 24-3 on the season, and they are coached by head coach Steve Cross. Ava Lay will play third base wearing number 23. Maddie Cross, the catcher, bats second, and she wears number 0. Lexi Nelson will play shortstop, batting third, wearing number 22. Liberty Lewis in right field bats cleanup, and she wears number 10. Dom Schellinger, she's the pitcher, batting fifth, wearing number 21. Jewel Deutsch in left field, wearing number 30, bats sixth. Avery Pickard bats seventh. She's a designated player, wearing number 3. Reagan Allen in center field bats eighth, wearing number 7. Aubrey Allberg playing first base bats ninth, and will play, or will wear number 19, I should say. And then the flex playing second base will be Isabel Velasquez Wallace. She wears number 2. Again, for Wichita Trinity, Lay, Cross, Nelson, Lewis, Schellinger, Deutsch, Pickard, Allen, Allberg in the 9 offensive hitters. How about for Silver Lake? Starting off then, we'll see them first as the visitors, the 7th seed in this tournament. Leading things off will be Caitlin Haney playing center field wearing number 2. Kira Lowry, she bats second, playing third, batting second, wearing number 14. Taylor Zordel will bat third. She plays shortstop, wearing number 6. Batting cleanup will be Kendra Cook. She's also pitching for the Eagles, wearing number 25. Paige Hyman, she is playing first base, batting fifth, and wears number 5. Number 6 will be Riley Moeller, the designated player. She wears number 9. Savannah Windy, she's in left field batting 7th, wearing number 12. Taylor Zweigert is the catcher batting 8th, wearing number 13. Batting 9th will be Sailor Liggett. She plays 2nd base wearing number 1. And then playing right field for the Eagles will be Peyton May in right field for the Eagles. Once again, the Eagles starting lineup, Haney in center, Lowry at third, Zortle at short, Cook at first, Hyman at first base. Cook is pitching. Hyman at third base. Moeller, the designated player. Windy in left. Zweigert catching. Liggett playing 2nd. And May in right. Should be a great matchup here. Silver Lake, Wichita Trinity Academy, two powerhouse teams. The 2-7 matchup. First pitch is coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Little Hands Daycare would like to invite you to our annual donation luncheon hosted by GN Bank. This year, GN Bank has partnered with the Country Cabin in Hiawatha to provide delicious cheeseburgers and hot dogs.
Stop by GN Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, May 30th. We will have staff from Country Cabin, GN Bank, Little Hands, and our kiddos helping raise funds.
We'll see you Friday.
From 11 to 1 at GN Bank, 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha.
Thank you!
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
Recover closer to home with the swing bed program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Spaulding back with you in the capital city. 3A state softball going on here at the amazing Invista Softball Complex. You couldn't ask for a better day, especially with all the rain we've been having. There was concerns about the ability to get these games in, and the weather cleared out right before first pitch of the first game today, and it's been nothing but beautiful. Overcast skies, temperature creeping in the upper 60s now here in Topeka, and you couldn't ask for a better day. Seth Tollison back at the studio doing the Lord's work for us. How about we give you some scoring updates from around the area really quick from some of the earlier action here today across the state of Kansas that we're covering on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Earlier today here in Topeka, we had a walk-off win for Riverside, the Cyclones. They move on to take on Frontenac tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. That is a 6-5 walk-off win in the bottom of the 7th inning for Riverside. That was Alexis Scott putting the Cyclones into the semifinals tomorrow. Earlier today, some people would look at the matchup and see the 1-8 and think, man, that's a big upset, but these two teams split earlier in the season already as it was. Sabetha baseball at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan knocked off top seed Jeff West in the 1-8 matchup 2-0 in that one. Out in Great Bend, speaking of walk-offs, Trenton Van Houten pitched a no-hitter for Valley Falls as they walk it off in the bottom of the 7th inning against Medicine Lodge in the 2-1-8 baseball tournament out in Great Bend. So Valley Falls moves on. Sabetha moving on the baseball side. Heston took care of Silver Lake. Or I beg your pardon, that game has not gone final yet. Last known, end of the fifth inning, it was 10-6. Heston was up 10-0 against the Silver Lake Eagles. That game, again, that was last checked 20 minutes ago, heading to the top of the sixth inning. In that one, Heston leading Silver Lake 10-6. 96.9 The Pulse, Wade Gerstner on the call for that one at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan. And then just coming through from 2-1A softball out in Pratt, Leon Bluestem knocks out the Onega Buffaloes 2-0 in that quarterfinal matchup here earlier on today. So we've got Silver Lake girls and Wichita Trinity Academy 3A softball. This is the 2-7 matchup, getting ready to get underway. We've given you the starting lineups. We've given you some history about these teams. Silver Lake, such a tradition-rich program on the softball side of things. 35-year history, 28 state appearances, 13 state titles. Wichita Trinity, they're a team that has been very, very good over the last decade or so, led by head coach Steve Cross. They're 24-3, have the 2 seed in this tournament. Silver Lake, 23-6, has the 7 seed in this tournament. Our final pregame timeout. First pitch is coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honestly care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at the peak of the Invista Softball Complex, it's game three of the day, game two of our doubleheader, and it's the 7 seed Silver Lake Eagles taking on the 2 seed Wichita Trinity Academy, as Coach D. Cross from Trinity Academy and Coach Nick Hamilton from Silver Lake, the girls are ready to go. Warm-ups are over. The umpire has his hand in the air, and he points right out there to Schellinger, who fires her first pitch of the game against Kaylin Haney, who steps in from the left side of the box for Silver Lake. First offering, low and away, ball one. Second pitch, slap hitter in Haney. She runs past that one. It's quickly 2-0. Once again, Haney on the season, a .438 average. Here's a slap down the right field line, foul. Two balls and one strike now for Kaylin Haney. She's the leadoff hitter here for the Eagles. It'll be Haney, Lowry, and Zordel. If anybody gets on, cleanup hitter Kendra Cook. Coach Hamilton down there, third base, has his call sheet pulled out of his pocket, gives the sign to Haney. The 2-1 coming in from Schellinger. In there for a called strike. We're evening the count now at 2 balls, 2 strikes here in the top of the first inning. Schellinger gets the call. from Cross, her catcher, her battery mate, the 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three on a close one. Kaylin Hanny, again, a slap hitter, so for those that maybe don't know, stands in the back of the box, kind of gets a shuffle step towards the pitcher as the pitch comes in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch on the way, slap ball down the third baseline. This is going to be easy for Hanny, who's safe at first without a throw. An infield single for Hanny. Brings up Kira Lowry now, the third baseman for Silver Lake. Lowry hitting 444 on the season. Hanny, big lead at first. First pitch in there, called strike one. Zordal on deck. If anybody reaches, Cook for the Eagles. Dellinger with the 0-1 count. Her offering swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Cross pops out of behind the plate, looking at Hanny at first with no throw. 200 is the distance to the fence across the entirety of this diamond. The 0-2 pitch from Schellinger. Ground ball to the shortstop, picked up by Nelson. Tossed it over to second for one to first, not in time. As Velasquez Wallace couldn't turn the double play, but they do get the lead runner to the Knights, and Kaylin Hanny first out of the inning at second base on that fielder's choice by Lowry. For those of you scoring at home, it's a 6-4 fielder's choice. Runner at first is Lowry. Now to the box, it's Zordal. Taylor swings and misses on the first offering. She plays shortstop here for the Eagles. Zordal Lowry, the duo, have started more than 100 games in their career. Zordal also is the all-time leader in RBIs with 154 in her career. Has 28 home runs, including 10 of those this season. 45 RBIs, hitting 465. The 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-1 against Zordal. Leading the program's history, and very rich program is that. Swinging and coming up empty on that offering. Evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. One away here in the top half of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch to Zordal. Ground ball to second base. Velasquez White just fires it to first. In time. I checked that. That was a double play to Nelson. Nice turn by Nelson. I couldn't see because of the umpire. Good flip to second base. Throw to first in time. So a 4-6-3 double play gets us out of inning number one. Well, we'll head to the bottom of the first inning. No runs. One hit. No errors. Nobody left on. Head to the bottom of the first inning. Silver Lake nothing. Wichita Trinity coming up.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the first we go. In the circle is Kendra Cook for Silver Lake. Her first pitch of the state tournament in there for a strike against Ava Lay. The third baseman leading things off here for Wichita Trinity. Lay has an average of 560 on the season. Good leadoff hitter here for the Knights. Second offering from Cook, a little inside. It's 1-1. Silver Lake led the game off with an infield single from Kaylin Hanny. The fielder's choice got her out at second. Lowry reached on that fielder's choice, and Zordal hit into a 4-6-3 double play. 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Kendra Cook again on the season, a .73 ERA with 128 strikeouts this season. The 1-2 offering delay inside for a ball. It's 2-2. Cook has 346 strikeouts in her career. That's, again, fourth all-time and third all-time in wins with 48. Toes the slab. Here's the 2-2 offering delay. Foul straight back to the screen. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, this is game 2 of our triple header here on KNZA today. Final game of the day will be Burlington, the 3-seed, taking on the Jeff West Tigers, the 6-seed. That'll be 25 minutes after the conclusion of this game. 2-2 pitch. Ball lifted high into right center field. Giving chase is Haney, and she collects it for out number one. Kaylin Haney with a great play there in right center field, calling off Peyton May from right. One up, one down here for the Eagles. Stepping in from the left side now is Maddie Cross, the catcher for Wichita Trinity. Cross, 5.24 average on the season. First offering catches the outside corner. It's 0-1. Cross, daughter of head coach Steve Cross for Academy. 0-1 count. Here's the delivery, and swinging, coming up empty is Cross, and Cook's looking good here early. No balls, two strikes, one away here in the bottom of the first. Silver Lake saw three go to the plate in the top half. The 0-2, a little bit outside, ball one. Cook trying to see if she can get Cross to chase, but unable to do so. Lexi Nelson will come up next if anybody gets on. Liberty Lewis, the cleanup hitter for the Knights. The 1-2 pitch. High and away, ball two. Rise ball looks like it got away just a little bit from Cook there. Lowry at third, Zortel at short, Liggett at second, Hyman at first. Left to right in the outfield, Wendy Haney May. 2-2 pitch. Ball lifted high behind the screen, out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2, just like we did with Ava Lay, the first batter of this inning. Zweigert is the catcher, the battery mate for Cook. Weigert looks to the dugout, gets the sign, and gives it off to Cook. Here's the 2-2 once again. Off speed, outside, ball three. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming here to the second hole hitter, Maddie Cross. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one away here in the bottom of the first. Cook toes the slab, rocks back. Here's the 3-2. Comes right back in the screen and even made me flinch a little bit. Good net right in front of us, but you just don't ever trust him. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one out. We'll do it again. Here's the 8th pitch of the at-bat. Foul ball straight back to the screen once again. So a good at-bat here by Cross. Working this count. Was 0-2 early. Worked to a 3-2 count. It's fouled off 3 pitches. 3-2. Foul tip caught by Schweigert. Strikeout here by Cook. Her first of the game. Now give her on the season 129 strikeouts on the year. Two away here in the bottom of the first inning. Lexi Nelson steps in from the right side. First pitch to her, catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. That was a 9-pitch at bat. Good battle there. Won by Cook. The 0-1 offering to Nelson. Swinging and coming up empty. Quickly, 0-2. Kendra Cook will lead off the beginning of the second inning for the Eagles. Trying to slide a chair here to Nelson. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three up, three down in the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the top of the second inning. Silver Lake nothing. Trinity nothing. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kendra Cook steps in from the left side. Offering is lifted and caught by the pitcher. Charging up was Schellinger. Just off the end of the bat, kind of popped up. And a good attack there by Schellinger to retire Kendra Cook on one pitch. She pops up to the pitcher for out number one. Let's bring up Paige Hyman. Hyman, 7 home runs on the season, hitting .345 on the year as well. Steps in from the right side. Pitch lifted shallow center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Paige Hyman, the first baseman, the second hit of the day for the Eagles. A one-out single. Allen could not track it down in time. This will bring up Riley Moeller, the designated player for Silver Lake. In case that maybe confuses you a little bit, she will bat, but she doesn't play the field. Peyton May playing right field and not done. So runner at first is Hyman. First pitch in to Moeller. Low and inside, ball one. One another count, one away here, top of the second inning. Squaring the bunt, pulls it back. Runner goes way late on the jump, and put out at second base as Cross fired down. Moeller pulled back on the bunt attempt and not getting a very good jump was Hyman. She's caught stealing for out number two. Two balls and no strikes here. Now two away for Riley Moeller. Ball lifted over the glove of the second baseman, Velasquez. And able to reach safely at first as Lewis tried to put her out at first, but great hustle there from Moeller. So a two-out single by Riley Moeller keeps the line moving to Savannah Windy. Steps in from the left side of the box. A seven-hole hitter here for Silver Lake. First offering from the southpaw, Schellinger. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. Don't see it too often. The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman and tagging out Moeller on the fielder's choice for the third out of the inning. So four batters come to the plate for Silver Lake. No runs, two hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Still tied at zero here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here to the capital city, Topeka, the site for the Class 3A girls state softball here at the Invista Softball Complex right off of Lake Shawnee here in Topeka. Beautiful facility. people scattered all the way around here as well. Great crowds on hand. Perfect day for it. Where else would you rather be on a Thursday afternoon? Jake Spaulding alongside with you. Back in the studio, Seth Tollison doing amazing work for us. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Silver Lake and Wichita Trinity Academy tied at zero. Silver Lake sent seven batters to the plate, unable to get anybody up to second base yet. They do have three hits in the game. Three up, three down, bottom of the first inning. Here's the fourth batter of the day. Batting cleanup, it's Liberty Lewis for Wichita Trinity. Takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Cook really went to work there for the second and third batters in the bottom of the first inning against Cross and Nelson, striking both of them out, and is now quickly up in the count against Lewis, 0-2. Nobody out, bottom of the second inning. Cook comes with the 0-2. Ooh, just off the outside of the plate. Ball one. Good off speed there by Kendra Cook. Looking for her third strikeout of the game. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Three straight K's for Cook. And you could say she's cooking right now. I know that made Seth chuckle back in the studios. One away here as we go to the five hole. This is the pitcher, Dom Schellinger. Steps in from the left side of the box. First pitch. Swung on and a foul ball. Starting to count off at 0-1. That is now four straight batters that Cook has started off ahead in the count, at least 0-1. Three strikeouts in the game for Kendra. The 0-1 pitch just off the plate for a ball. It's 1-1. Keep in mind that Silver Lake, 19-1 in league play. Only loss in the league was to Jeff West, who we'll see following this game. The 1-1 pitch swinging and coming up empty is Schellinger. It's 1-2. They've also had losses to 6A programs and 4A programs. So in 3A, it might be the 7th seed, but they're one of the best. Here's a swing and a miss. Fourth straight strikeout here by Cook. Two up, two down here in this second inning. Now the six-hole hitter, here's Jules Deutsch, plays left field for the Knights. Steps in from the right side. And Kendra's cooking with some gasoline right now. Two away, bottom of the second. The puns, yes, they will keep on coming. First one to Deutsch is high and away, ball one. Seth and I were actually looking at this bracket with the regional wins before Keisha brought out the brackets. The 1-0 pitch, low and away, 2-0. We're looking at it from top to bottom. I mean, 1 through 7, and the most losses in that 1 through 7 seeding was Silver Lake with 6 losses. It's a loaded state bracket. 1-2 pitch lifted down the right field line, slicing, foul. And the 8th seed in this tournament, Colby, came into this tournament 18-10. So, again, not terrible records at all. Loaded tournament here. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. So Cook fell behind 2-0, but now has battled back to even the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Cook, here's the delivery. Ooh, just missing off the outside of the plate. Makes it three balls, two strikes. Kendra's got a smile on her face. Steps off the rubber. Looking to go to work here. Two away. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picked up by Zortel. Over to first base in time. And it's three up, three down for the Eagles defensively on the 6-3 putout. We'll head to the top of the third inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. 0-0 your score. Silver Lake coming up to bat. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're back at Topeka as we've got 3A State Softball on the airwaves for you. Also free online on mscsports.net. And if you haven't downloaded our MSC Radio app yet, go into your App Store, Google Play Store, and get that done right now. Just type in MSC Radio app, and it'll be right there for you. Download it. And if you show up at any of our facility or sites this summer for our Bad Boy Bandit giveaway, you get extra cards to play us in the game of war. Starting off the top of the third inning here with Silver Lake's eight-hole hitter, it's Taylor Swigert. She's the catcher. Swigert, check swing on the first pitch, dribbles down the first baseline, foul. It's 0-1. The next pitch comes in low. It's evening the count now at 1-1. It'll be Swigert, then Sailor Liggett. The second baseman will bat ninth. Then back to the top of the order with Kaylin Haney for the Eagles. No score, top of the third, 1-1. The offering, ground ball to third, eaten up there by Lay. She's got to hurry and cannot do it in time. Great hustle there by Swigert to get the infield single. Sharp hit down the third, and Ava Lay couldn't corral it quick enough. And the speed by Swigert, she's at first base, and then infield single to start off the third. She is the catcher, so looks like Peyton May will come in to courtesy run for her. So Peyton May in to run for Taylor Swigert as the courtesy runner. On deck is Kaylin Haney. In the box right now for the first time, Sailor Liggett. Liggett plays second base for the Eagles. Southpaw Schellinger brings up. Nice bunt right back to the pitcher. Schellinger tries to fire to second. Oh, overrunning the bag, though, was Peyton May. She would have been safe as she stayed on the bag. Schellinger decided to go to second. But overrunning the bag was May. And the tag was applied for the first out of the inning. So safely to first on the fielder's choice is Liggett. On the 1-6. So bring up Kaylin Haney. Flap hitter and a snap throw down to first base. Bounces away from Allbird, but Velasquez Wallace able to keep it from going to right field. Haney from the left side of the box. Head in the count, 1-0. She singled her first time up. Chopper to the third baseman. 1-0 pitch, low and inside for a ball, 2-0. Again, a slap hitter from the left side is Haney. She starts in the back of the box as the pitch comes in from Schellinger. Kind of shuffles into a sprint towards the front. Line drive back up the middle, into center field, and sliding into second safely is Liggett. So Haney, 2-for-2 on the day with two singles. This will bring up Kira Lowry from the right side. Hit into a fielder's choice. The ground ball to the shortstop. They got the lead runner and Haney back in the first inning at second base. So one away, runners at first and second. Runner at second is Liggett. Runner at first is Haney, and it's 1-0 here to Lowry. Schellinger with the pitch. Foul ball straight back to the screen. 1-1. Zortles on deck. Hit into an inning-ending double play her last time up. Kendra Cook hoping to get up to the plate once again as well. Here's a pitch from Schellinger in the dirt, caught in the middle between second and third. The tag, no. Great throw there from Cross, the catcher, as Liggett got way off the bag between second and third, had to dive back, the snap throw down to second, about a second behind. 2-1 the count now to Lowry. Schellinger's offering, ground ball to the shortstop, tries to get the tag applied, and they say they do get the tag applied on the fielder's choice as Liggett caught between second and third for the second out of the inning. Haney moves up to second safely. Lowry reaches first base on the fielder's choice. Shortstop unassisted. If you're keeping that at home, that's 6-UA. So two outs here in the top of the third. Taylor Zordel steps in, and a check swing foul ball. Down in the count, 0-1. So Lake definitely had some things cooking here in this inning. Started with an infield single by Swigert. Then Liggett hit into a fielder's choice. Here's a pitch in the dirt, 1-1. To Zordel. Single by Haney, right up the middle. But Lake unable to get any runners over to third yet. Runner at second is Haney. Runner at first is Lowry. The 1-1. Outside ball 2-2 Zordel. Yeah, we were talking about Zordel and the impact she's had on this program. All-time leading RBI leader in program history, 154. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. She'd love to get number 155 right here to get the Eagles on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Schellinger, the delivery. Ball lifted high, right behind second base, backing up Velasquez Wallace, who collects it for the third out. So Zordel pops up to the second baseman for out number three. And we're heading to the bottom of the third inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the third, still scoreless here in Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, we head to the bottom of the third inning, and Trinity comes back to the play. It'll be the first time up for Avery Pickard, the designated player for the Knights. It'll be 7-8-9 here for Wichita Trinity as Silver Lake, led by the arm of Kendra Cook, has sat the Knights down in order. 1-2-3 each of the first two innings. Starts this one off with a foul ball. Here's the 0-1. Just off the inside part of the plate, it's 1-1. Bottom of the third inning here, and Kendra Cook, three strikeouts of the first six outs for Trinity Academy. The 1-1 pitch, too low, 2-1. And what she's done a great job of is getting on top of the hitters, getting ahead. This time, though, started off ahead, now falling behind, 2-1. The pitch, a little bit high and inside, 3-1. First batter so far today, aside from Maddie Cross, I guess, that worked to a three-ball account. Here's the 3-1. That one's inside for ball four. So a five-pitch walk to Avery Pickard. She's the first base runner of the day for the Knights. She stands at first base with nobody out. brings up Reagan Allen, the center fielder, batting eighth for Trinity. Swigert behind the dish. She'll be keeping her eye. Here's a bunt. Popped in the air. Charging it. Nice play by Lowry, the third baseman for Silver Lake. A bunt attempt popped in the air by Allen, and the charging Lowry from third collects it for the first out. Now the double play in effect could get them out of the inning. Brings up Aubrey Allberg, the first baseman, for the Knights. One out. Pickard on first. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from Cook. Foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. Working way ahead once again is Kendra Cook. Again, three strikeouts so far in this game. Gives her 131 on the season. The 0-2 pitch from Cook. A little bit outside, ball one. 0.73 ERA. One away. Runner on first. The 1-2 pitch to the nine-hole hitter. Foul straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. Ava Lay waits on deck. She leads the team with a .560 batting average. She flied out to center field her first time up. Cook trying to slide a chair, get a ground ball for an inning-ending double play. The 1-2 pitch again. Swung on and missed. Second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout of the game for Kendra Cook. That'll bring up Ava Lay. Flied out to Kaylin Haney in center field, her first time up. Trying to get out of a leadoff walk here. Popped up in the air. Plenty of room for Hyman, and she makes the grab in foul territory. The inning started off with a walk, but then a pop up to the third baseman, a strikeout, and a pop out to the first baseman. The Eagles get out of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody, or one left on. We head to the top of the fourth. Still no score here in Topeka, 3A State Softball. Top of the fourth coming up next.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, and a first pitch swinging there is Kendra Cook from the left side of the box and fouls it straight back over the screen. A little bit of excitement for the folks behind me here as that went right into the crowd, and she starts off her next at-bat 0-1. Cook popped up to the pitcher her first time up. Here's the 0-1 off speed, too high. It's 1-1. Again, Kendra Cook on the season from the left side is hitting .460. 1-1 pitch, sharp ground ball down the third baseline, foul. 1-2, down in the count here. Nobody out, leading it off. It'll be Cook and then Hyman, followed by Moeller. If anybody gets on, Swigert. One and two the count. Ground ball through the middle of the infield into center field. Kendra Cook is on with a leadoff single for the Eagles, who now have 6 hits in the game. 6 hits through 3 innings and 3 plus innings, I guess, and no runs to show for it yet. Looking for maybe a courtesy runner here for the pitcher and Kendra Cook. Coach Hamilton talking with the home plate umpire. That'll bring in Michaela Connor, the courtesy run. So Michaela Connor is a courtesy runner here for Kendra Cook, stands at first base. Paige Hyman in, she singled her last time up. Nobody out. Here's Schellinger with the delivery. Ball lifted over the second baseman's head. It's going to drop for a base hit. Connor's got to hurry to get to second in time. She does not. Out at second as firing it in was Lewis. And Liberty Lewis puts out Connor at second. That's a tough play. That ball looked like it might have been caught by the second baseman, but it went over the head of Velazquez Wallace. And head coach Hamilton going out there to ask the field umpire. He for sure saw that her foot was on the bag, which from my angle, yes, looked like the correct call. Sitting right behind home plate, but never hurts to go out and ask. So Connor is first out of the inning. On the 9-6 putout. So at first base is Paige Hyman on the fielder's choice. We'll actually give her a single for that. All of our statistics are unofficial, of course. That allows Riley Moore to step in, who singled her last time up. Takes the first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Hyman at first. Moeller in from the right side. The 0-1 pitch is a little bit low. Ball one. Savannah Windy waits on deck. 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. Hit the left leg of Moeller, still in the box, just a piece of it. 1-2. One away here again in the top of the fourth inning, no score. Runner at first is Hyman. Here's the 1-2 to Moeller. In the dirt, evening the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sun is out now here in Topeka, and temperature climbing over 70 now, 72 degrees here at the Capital City. The 2-2 pitch for Moeller. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Quick throw down to first. Not in time. Second out of the inning. First strikeout victim for Schellinger in this game. Stepping in from the left side, it'll be Savannah Windy. Hit into a fielder's choice. Her last time up, here's a ground ball to the second baseman, Velazquez Wallace, and she tags the runner for the third out. So another fielder's choice there for Windy for unassisted for the third out of the inning as Hyman is tagged out going to second. Led to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Still no score in the Capital City as 3A state softball winner moves on to the semifinals tomorrow here on 103.9 KNZA.
You got things to do. And places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend to take care of it all, from beginning to end. We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar, relax, we'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kicking off the bottom of the fourth inning, still no score. Wichita Trinity comes to bat, second time up through the order. Matty Cross, the catcher, bats second. Strikeout victim, her first time up, tries to bunt this one, but it fouls back to the screen. It's 0-1. Kendra Cook pitching really, really well, as you would expect for the Eagles in the circle. The 0-1 offering to Cross, low and outside, ball one. Cross already with four strikeouts through three innings of play so far, getting her now to 132 on the season. 1-1, the count, nobody out, nobody on, as it's a foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 1-2. It'll be Maddie Cross, followed by Lexi Nelson, and then Liberty Lewis. 2-3-4 hitters the second time through for the Knights. If anybody gets on, it's the pitcher, Dom Schellinger. The one pitch from Cook. Low and away, ball two. After sitting the Knights down in order the first two innings, four batters came to the plate last in the third for Trinity. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Cook. Rise ball that gets out of the zone, working the count full now. It's three balls, two strikes. Advantage to the batter. Cook's got to make sure she comes with one here. 3-2 pitch on the corner, strike three called. Cross strikes out looking, and that's strikeout number five for Cook. Lexi Nelson was a strikeout victim her first time up. Steps in from the right side. Shortstop for the Knights. Foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Tomorrow's looking to be an eventful 11 o'clock time window across our networks, as we'll have Valley Falls baseball, Riverside softball, and Sabetha baseball all on the air. 0-1 pitch, a little bit high. It's 1-1. Preliminarily looking at Valley Falls baseball on 93.7 KAIR, Riverside softball right here on 103.9, and Sabetha baseball on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. It's 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still no score. This 2-7 matchup. The Knights the 2, the Eagles the 7. 2-1 offering. Ground ball. Foul ball down the left field line. My goodness, that so close to bouncing over the third base bag. The diving effort by Lowry. Evening the count now at 2-2. Listen, it's a 72-degree day right now, but I definitely would not be opposed to more overcast conditions. When the sun's out, it's pretty warm, but you couldn't expect or ask for a better day for a state softball game. The 2-2 pitch. High, ball three. Back-to-back 3-2 counts worked here by the Knights hitters. Last one, it was Cross that was set down looking. The 3-2, ball lifted on the infield, and Cross fielding her position, backpedaling five steps to make the play for out number two. That'll bring up Liberty Lewis, who struck out her last time up. If you're wondering if I'm just a broken record, Cook went on a run of four straight strikeouts first time through the order. Lewis, one of those strikeout victims, steps in from the right side. She plays right field, and first pitch swinging, foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Once we get to the top of the fifth, it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Eagles. That'll be Twigert, Liggett, and Haney. 0-1 pitch, swinging and coming up empty is Lewis. It's 0-2. Silver Lakes had now seven hits in the game. The 0-2 pitch, called strike three. That'll get us to the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down for the Eagles. And Kendra Cook, better look out. You might get burned. We're heading to the top of the fifth. No score here in Topeka. Silver Lake's got 891 coming up.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the top of the fifth inning. Silver Lake and Wichita Trinity. No score in this one. Silver Lake up to bat right now. Taylor Swigert, the catcher. Infield single, her first time up. Down in the count 0-1 after a swing and miss to begin this frame. Schellinger still out there in the circle for the Knights. The 0-1 pitch. In the dirt past the catcher, it's 1-1. I started to talk about this before that strike three call against Liberty Lewis in the bottom half of the fourth inning to end the inning. But Silver Lake has had at least two base runners on in every inning so far here today. But it's not gotten a runner past second. The 1-1 pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Seven hits through four innings. They have stranded five runners on base. The 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to third baseman out of the glove of Lay. Grabs it, fires it. Too far. Goes up against the fence. And Swigert back to back. Hot shots to third and reaching on an infield single. They call it the hot corner for a reason. And Taylor Swigert, the catcher, had some oomph behind that one. She will get courtesy ran by Peyton May. Last time this happened, Liggett hit a ground ball back to the pitcher, back to the pitcher. Schellinger threw to second. May was safe at second, but she overran the bag and was tagged out. First offering to Liggett. High and away, ball one. Not squaring the bunt this time around. So May is at first. Coach Hamilton calls out his signals. Girls look at their wristband, and here we go. Schellinger with the pitch. Low and inside, ball two. Liggett up in the count now. Two balls, no strikes. Kaylin Haney's on deck. She's 2-for-2 on the day. Two singles. Nobody out. Runner at first is May. 2-0 to Liggett. Ground ball to the third baseman. Picked up by May. She fires it to second base. Not in time. Safe at second. And an infield single here by Liggett. Good base running there by Peyton May to move up to second in time on that sharp ground ball to third. So once again, for now the fifth straight inning, Silver Lake has multiple base runners. We got a stoppage here on the field as time has been called, and Coach Steve Cross for Trinity is out talking to his infield. Got no run or no outs. Top of the order here for Silver Lake. We're in the top of the fifth inning right now. Runner at first is Sailor Liggett. Runner at second, courtesy runner Peyton May, following the infield single of Taylor Swigert to get this inning started. So once again, Silver Lake, for the now fifth straight inning, has a runner at second base in scoring position. Can they scratch one across? Haney from the left side, 2-for-2 today, one infield single and one single to center to the first pitch. squaring the bunt, pulling it back, but a strike called on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch here from Schellinger, the southpaw. Bunt. Foul ball. Good bunt attempt there by Haney, trying to get it down quick, but hit the plate, spun backwards. It's now 0-2, the count. On Kalen Haney. Big opportunity brewing here for the Eagle. The 0-2 pitch. Off speed and way in front is Kalen Haney. Dribbles it foul. Great off-speed pitch there by Schellinger. We'll do it again at 0-2. The pitch lifted into right field. Jimmy chases the right fielder. Making the grab is Lewis. Tagging up from second. Going to third is May. Wild throw. Gets to the dugout. Jumps up trying to score at home. And May is going to be tagged out at home. Moving up to second is Liggett. And Coach Hamilton's asking for time right now. As May, Coach Hamilton sent May from third. That ball hit the fence and came straight back to the third baseman, Lay. And it was an easy throw down to Cross, who applied the tag for the second out. So Haney flew out to right for out number one. The runner at second tagged up in Peyton May. She made it to third safely, but then she tried turning to go home. The confusion in the conversation here is that Coach Hamilton thinks that when Peyton May tried to get off the base of third because she slid in, that there was interference, not letting her pop up and get to home quicker. So the umpires are circled out in a huddle at the circle discussing this right now. Because if there was interference not allowing May to get up and go home, she would not be out. They would allow her in that run to score. As it stands right now, standing at second base is Sailor Liggett, who tagged up and made it to second. That we know for sure will be in place. And they're going to call May out. And Coach Hamilton is not happy with that. And him and home plate umpire are definitely exchanging some words right now. And the home plate umpire is telling Coach Hamilton to go talk to the third base umpire about it. So they did confirm after having a conversation that Peyton May was out at home. But what Coach Hamilton is still talking about with the umpires is the fact that May had slid. She was down, and he felt like there was interference that she was being held down by the third baseman. So, again, Lake had runners at first and second, nobody out. A fly ball to right field, Kalen Haney. That's the first out. The runner's tagged up, and that's when the jam happened. Peyton May called out at home. So runner at second now is Sailor Liggett. Kira Lowry steps in from the right side. Her two outs now with just one runner at second base. Silver Lake, two hits in the inning. Ball lifted high on the infield, fading into right field, and Isabel Vasquez Wallace makes the play. So Silver Lake, two hits in the inning, no runs, no errors, and one left on base. First and second, nobody out. Slate cannot scratch a run across. Head to the bottom of the fifth inning we go. 0-0 here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria, serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, bottom of the fifth we go. A promising top half of the fifth for the Eagles offensively. Turns out like they did the first four innings. Zero runs, two hits, zero errors, one left on. Bottom half of the inning, now we go. And quickly jumping in front. Oh, and two is Kendrick Cook. And I guess opposing pitcher Dom Schellinger, who struck out her last time up. Steps in from the left side, 0-2 the count. Working quickly here is Cook. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three for the first out of this inning. Make that seven strikeouts in the game now for Kendrick Cook. 135 on the season. And 351, check that, 353 for her career. One out. Ball lifted here on the infield. First pitch swinging. Jordal's underneath it for the out. Quickly two up, two down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Well, I told you earlier in the broadcast about how these teams are not separated by much. Record-wise, tradition-wise, even though this is the 2-7 matchup, that's why you're seeing it. Nobody has scored a run yet in this game, and we're in the bottom of the fifth. Stepping in now is Avery Pickard. She walked her last time up. First offering is in there for a called strike. Two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Cook's 0-1 delivery. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. We'll have Frontenac and Riverside right here on 103.9 tomorrow at 11 a.m. The first semifinal here in the 3A state softball tournament. The 0-2 pitch. Just off the inside of the plate, it's ball one. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Burlington and Jeff West. That game coming up after this. We'll have that right here on 103.9. The 1-2 pitch from Cook. Fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. This is game two of our triple header here on KNZA. Big thanks to Seth Tolleson back in the studio. Cook toes the slab, gets the sign from Swigert, and the 1-2. Up and in for a ball. It's 2-2 now. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Again, Lowry at third, Zordal short, Liggett second, Hyman in at first. May in right, Haney in center, Wendy in left, and Swigert the catcher. Here's a pitch from Cook, fouled away down the right field line, slicing out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. The longest at-bat we've had in this ballgame was all the way back in the first inning. The nine-pitch at-bat, Maddie Cross and Kendra Cook. Kendra Cook once again. Swing and a miss from Avery Pickard. Three up, three down. How about eight strikeouts in the game for Cook? We head to the top of the sixth inning. Still no score in this 3A state softball quarterfinal matchup. Trinity and Silver Lake Eagles will be bringing up 3, 4, and 5 after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's go to the top of the sixth, shall we? And Silver Lake, Wichita Trinity, still locked 0-0. Taylor Zordel steps in from the right side. She is 0 for 2 today with a 4-6-3 double play and also popped out to the second baseman. Second offering to her here to the top of the sixth of the ball. It's 2-0 to Zordel. Leaves the team an average. 2-0 pitch. Right down Broadway, it's 2-1. It'll be Zordel, then Cook, and Hyman. If anybody reaches, Moeller for Silver Lake. Showing bunt right now is Zordel up to the count 2-1. Here's the delivery. A ground ball to the shortstop picked up by Nelson. Fired to first in time for the 6-3 putout. And there's one up and one down here in the top of the sixth. Again, for the ninth, it's Lay at third. Nelson short. Velasquez, Wallace at second. Allberg at first. Lewis in right. Allen in center. Deutsch in left. Cross the battery mate for Schellinger behind the plate. One away here, stepping in from the left side. Third time through the order is Kendra Cook. She popped out to the pitcher her first time up and singled in the fourth. 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch is high, ball one. Schellinger quickly back to work. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 now, the count to the Eagles pitcher, who's got 8 strikeouts in the game. Here's a line drive through the third shortstop into the left field corner. Rounding first hard but comes back is Cook, and that's her second straight single in as many appearances. Courtesy runner will come in. It'll be Michaela Connor for Silver Lake. So Cook does the job at the plate. Connor will do the running for her. Brings up Paige Hyman, who is scorching hot right now from the right side of the batter's box. 2-for-2 with 2 singles. And that makes it now 6 straight innings with at least 1 hit for Silver Lake in this game. In case you forgot, we're in the top of the 6th. So every inning, Silver Lake at least 1 hit. First offering is high and away, ball 1. Hyman ahead in the count, cross. Checking down at first as Connor got a big secondary lead. Schellinger, the southpaw, toes the rubber. Leans back and delivers the 1-0. Check swing, called strike one. 1-1 to count here. And she asked the umpire, was that called on the swing or was that a strike? And he said, no, it was not on the swing. It was a strike. 1-1 and 1-1 count. Runner at first, off speed in there for a strike. Gets 1-2. Hyman kind of crossed up on that, these last two pitches from Schellinger. Down in the count, 1-2 has got to protect. 1-2 pitch, check swing, able to hold up this time. And even the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, we're in the top of the 6th. Home plate umpire checks with the first base umpire to see if she did hold her swing up, and he's confirmed she did. The 2-2 pitch. This one outside. Check swing again from Hyman, who just doesn't look as comfortable in the box right now, but she's working the count to a 3-2 count here. 1 away. Runner at first is courtesy runner Michaela Connor. The 3-2 pitch. In there, called strike 3. Up next to me, Riley Moeller for the Eagles. Singled in the second, struck out in the fourth. Runner at first still is Connor. In from the right side. First pitch in there called strike one. Schellinger toes the slab, and the 0-1 offering to Moeller is lined down the right field line, foul. Almost hit the first base umpire, standing in foul territory, so easy call for him, but a hot shot nonetheless. Now down to the count, Moeller's got to protect. The 0-2 pitch, just a bit low, says the home plate umpire, and ball one. Definitely closer than I would like to see if I had a batter in there right now. 1-2, the pitch. Check swing, called strike three. Schellinger gets out of a jam. Another single for the Eagles. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still no score here in Topeka. 3A State Softball on KNCA.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting out the bottom of the sixth inning, just like we ended the bottom of the fifth. Strike called right there on Reagan Allen of Trinity. She popped out to the third baseman her last time up, trying to put a bunt down. This one, though, a hot shot right up the middle. It'll be a single to lead off this bottom of the sixth inning. And for the second time in this game, the leadoff hitter is on for Silver Lake, for Wichita Trinity. Bring up Aubrey Ahlberg, the first baseman, struck out her first time up today. Top of the order, Ava Lay up next. Showing bunt, pops it up, back to the pitcher, and nice play there by Kendra Cook for Silver Lake. That's twice we've seen Trinity try to get a bunt down, and they pop it up. Cook making that play look easy. To bring up Ava Lay, again, 560 average, but she's 0 for 2 today. Flied out to center field and popped up to the first baseman in foul territory her last time up. What is a high fly ball, shallow left center field, coming in is windy to make the play. And Savannah from left field collects the second out of the inning. And maybe more importantly, Ava Lay now 0 for 3 on the day. You're a Silver Lake Eagle. You like to see a batter that's hitting 560 over deep into this contest. Two away here in the bottom of the sixth. Cross end from the left side, and Maddie swings at the first pitch, comes up empty. She's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts today. Runner at first is still Reagan Allen, who led the inning off with a single. Cook delivers. Pitch comes straight back to the screen, and yes, I flinched again. These screens are great. There's something about it, but just don't trust it. Two strikes. The delivery from Cook. Off speed, popped up on the infield. Zordel's under it for the third out of the inning. Working around a leadoff single. But after that, three up, three down for Cook. We head to the top of the seventh inning, tied at zero. Somebody's going to walk away shortly, you'd think, with at least maybe their first run of the game. We'll see. Coming up for Silver Lake, it'll be 7-8-9. Don't go anywhere here on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger.
Jake, I'm sorry. I couldn't find the on-air button on Seth's thing. I had to get it into something else.
Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIM offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMTS.com to learn more. KIM Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Foul ball, our first guy on the right field line, scorching nearly Ferriers, the 0-1 off speed high. It's now 1-1. Seventh inning here in Topeka, 3A state softball quarterfinal, a two-seeded Knights and the seventh-seed Eagles. Silver Lake here in the top half of the seventh inning trying to scratch across their first run. Here's a ball lifted, shallow left field, staying actually in on the infield, and Nelson calls off Lay to make the play. Four out number one. That's a pop up to the shortstop for out number one. This will bring up Taylor Swigert, the catcher who's reached twice on infield singles on hot shots to the third baseman, Ava Lay. She steps in from the right side. Two for two today. Time is called, and we'll get a little bit of a break. Jake Spaulding here with you in the capital city. Kurt Kilman now back in the studios, working hard for us, as always, here when postseason time comes around. And regular season, you hear his name a lot. Doing great work for us. Kurt, back in the studios, thank you very much. First offer in to Swigert, called for a strike. It's 0-1. We already had one walk-off win today for Riverside in the bottom of the seventh. Silver Lake's trying to get an advantage here in the top half to ensure that doesn't happen in the bottom half for Trinity. The 0-1 pitch was low and away, ball one. Great softball here at the 3A state tournament. One ball, one strike, one away here in the top of the seventh. The offer to Swigert is an off-speed pitch, check swung, and foul ball slowly back to the screen. Coach Hamilton looking down and saying, hey, full swing, go ahead. One ball, two strikes here to Taylor. Sailor Lickett waits on deck for Silver Lake, left-handed hitting second baseman for the Eagles. Then it's the top of the order they're trying to get back to. 1-2 pitch, ground ball, back to the pitcher. Nice snag there by Schellinger for the putout. And it's out number two. Two up, two down. Taylor Liggett trying to keep the line moving for Silver Lake. Two outs here at the top of the seventh. She can't keep this moving. It'll be on the shoulders of Kendra Cook. Keep the Knights held down in the bottom half of the inning. First offering. A little bit outside, ball one. Left-hander for Trinity, Schellinger, has pitched a really good game so far. Three strikeouts, got herself into some jams, but able to work around it. The 1-0 pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. As mentioned earlier, Silver Lake has had at least one hit in every inning, and they have left seven runners on base in this ballgame. The 1-1 pitch here to Liggett. High, ball two. It's 3-0. I beg your pardon. They did not call that. And a dribbler on a 3-0 count back to Schellinger, and she puts out the third out of the inning. The Silver Lakes defense has got to stand strong here. We're through 6.5 innings. No score. Bottom of the seventh coming up next. It'll be the 3-4-5 hitters for Trinity. Come back with us here on 103.9 KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton,
I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh we go, and the first pitch in to the three-hole hitter, Lexi Nelson, is fouled behind the screen and out of play. It's 0-1. Nelson 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a pop-out to Kendra Cook. Cook has pitched 6 innings, 8 strikeouts. The Eagles need to get 3 outs here to try and get a chance once again. The top of the order would be 2 next for them. Trinity able to get a run across here. That would be the ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning here. Cook was pitching a no-hitter, and I didn't want to say anything about it because of the broadcaster jinx. I know you all believe in that. Until that leadoff single to begin the last inning. Here's a 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. But Cook is just dealing here today. Ahead in the count, 1-2 against Nelson. The 1-2 pitch. Dribbler, shortstop, got it. Zordle to first in time. Great job there by Taylor Zordle to not only get to that ball and collect it, but quickly fire it over to Hyman to complete the 6-3 putout. Out number one, so Liberty Lewis steps in. The right fielder has struck out swinging and struck out looking. One away, first pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Again, being that we're in the bottom half of the seventh inning of Trinity scores, that's ball game. If Silver Lake can get to the top of the eighth, it'll be the top of the order. 0-1 pitch called, strike two. Kendra Cook looking to get her ninth strikeout of the game. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-2 pitch from Cook. High and away, ball one. Good fans, good crowd on hand here. A lot of the Jeff West Tiger faithful, Burlington Wildcat faithful filling in. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Out number two in the inning and strikeout number nine for Kendra. This will bring up opposing pitcher Dom Schellinger. She's 0 for 2 in this game with a 2 strikeouts. The pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Dominique stands in from the left side. But one swing of the bat could also end it. Cook with the delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Way ahead here is Kendra Cook. Schellinger can't catch up to the fastball. Does she stick with it? 2 outs, bottom of the seventh. Nobody on the 0-2 pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's going to stay 0-2. We'll do it again. Schellinger can stay alive and get on base. Jules Deutsch awaits on deck for Trinity. The Eagles can get out of this. Top of the order. The 0-2 pitch. Lofted it back into the screen again. It'll stay 0-2. It'll be Kaitlyn Haney to start things off. Followed by Kira Lowry and Taylor Zordle. If the Eagles can get this last out here in the bottom of the seventh to get to the eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. 10 strikeouts for Kendra Cook, and we go to extra innings. Who doesn't like free softball? Top of the eighth coming up. It's the top of the order for Silver Lake. Back after this one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the labor and delivery department at Sabetha Community Hospital today. 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're going to extras here in the 3A state softball quarterfinal. Top of the order here for Silver Lake's Kaylin Haney. First offering in from Schellinger is a ball. It's 1-0. Fourth time through the order now for the Eagles, and Haney is 2 out of 3. Two singles and a fly out to right field. The 1-0 pitch. Too high, ball 2. Haney's got 15 stolen bases on the season. She's trying to be a good leadoff hitter here and just get on. Look for her maybe to swipe second. Schellinger in the circle. Pitched a great game so far. Here's the offer. Chopper back to Schellinger, and she'll fire to first in time. The last three Eagle outs have all been 1-3 putouts. Quick little recap of the game so far through 7 innings. Kendra Cook for Silver Lake has 10 strikeouts, allowed just 1 walk, and only given up 1 hit. Schellinger, 7 innings of work, has given up 10 hits, just 3 strikeouts, but has stranded a total of 7 Eagles on base here today. So 1 away, now it's going to be Kira Lowry, the third baseman. First pitch out of the zone, ball 1. Second offering in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. And just being quite frank with you, I don't have enough room on my sheet if we go past 9 innings, so we'll have to get creative here. 1-1. Here's the ball lifted shallow right center field, giving chase both to right and left fielder Lewis and Allen, and Allen calls off Lewis to make the play. 2 up, 2 down here for the Eagles, and Taylor Zordel. See if I can set something up for her here, huh? Zordel is the program leader in RBIs with 154 in her career. Third in home runs with 28. She's got 10 this year. Schellinger, the offer, in the dirt, ball 1. She's got 45 RBIs this season as well. One swing would love to see, if you're an Eagle fan, that 11th home run this season. The 46th RBI this season. Second offering is upstairs. It's 2-0. But as much as Dominique Schellinger has given up hits, and this defense for Trinity Academy has been phenomenal. The 2-0 pitch. Hard hit to the shortstop, picked up by Nelson to first in time. 1-2-3 go the Eagles on the 6-3 putout. 3 up, 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Bottom of the 8th we go. Purdue up for Trinity Academy. It'll be 6-7-8 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the bottom of the eighth we go. It's Kendra Cook still in the circle for the Eagles. First offering a little bit high and tight. Ball one to Jules Deutsch. It'll be Deutsch, Pickard, and Allen for the Knights. 6-7-8. Deutsch 0 for 2 so far today. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner, evening the count now at 1-1. Again, talk about the great day here by Kendra Cook. Seven innings pitched, one hit allowed, one walk, and 10 strikeouts. The 1-1. Check swing, ball low, called 2-1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Any run that comes across here for Trinity would be a game winner. Already had one walk off today. There's a pop-up behind the plate. Nice play by Swigert. Didn't even shed the mask. Popped up. She did a little dance around the umpire. Found it. Caught it. Out number one. Now Avery Pickard, designated player, has walked and struck out. First pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Some of you might be thinking, man, how is Cook still pitching? Well, they say this is a normal motion for your arm underhand like a softball pitcher is. No pitch count, no limits. You can go all day long. Second pitch in there for a strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-2. She's gotten stronger as this game has gone on, I swear to you. 0-2 the count. Two Pickard is in from the right side. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. We'll do it again. You know, state baseball comes around, it's a lot different. You need two, three, four pitchers to make a run at a state baseball tournament because you got a max of 105 pitches in one day. If you pitch more than 30 in a day, cannot pitch the next day either. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. How about 11 for Cook? Running out of tally mark areas for my strikeouts in this tiny little box. Eleven strikeouts for Cook. Two away, bottom of the eighth. Reagan Allen in. She has singled and popped out to the third baseman. That single back in the sixth, the only hit for Trinity Academy in this game. First pitch was up and in, a ball. The 1-0 lifted high and slicing foul over the screen and out of play. Kendra Cook, 7 2/3, 11 strikeouts, one hit allowed. The 1-1 pitch, a little bit high, ball two. Bringing some pop into that mitt. Swigert hanging behind the dish. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and missed. It's an even count now. Two balls, two strikes. And if you're a fan of the sport of softball, baseball, you call this twos. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. High and away, ball three. Cook trying to sit down another one to make it 12, make it a dozen. Get her team back in the top of the ninth. The payoff pitch, lifted on the infield, drifting into center now, coming in is Haney to make the grab, and that's the third out of the inning. Three up, three down, go the Knights, no hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the top of the ninth inning. No, this isn't Major League Baseball. It's State 3A softball here in Topeka. Come back with us. Top of the ninth, Silver Lake up to bat.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kendra Cook steps in from the left side. It's her fourth at bat of the game. She is 2 out of 3 so far. 2 singles. First pitch, high and away, ball one. Second offering is nearly painting the corner, but called a ball. It's 2-0. Top of the ninth, 0-0. 10 hits in the game for Silver Lake, 1 for Trinity Academy. Here's a pitch lifted. Foul down the left field line and out of play. It's 2-1. It'll be Cook Hyman Moeller for Silver Lake. And Eagles, you're an Eagles fan. It's go time. 2-1. Called strike 2 on the corner. Cook in from the left side. Crowds the plate. Balanced stance. Schellinger's 2-2 pitch, off speed, through to the center field, right past the diving Nelson, and a leadoff single here for Cook will bring Michaela Connor in to pinch run, or courtesy run, excuse me. And so after a 2-inning drought of no hits, after having a 6-inning consecutive hit streak, the Eagles get hit number 11 in the game. So Michaela Connor on as a courtesy runner at first. Paige Hyman. See if I can set this one up for you, huh? 7 home runs on the season. 360 average. 2 for 3 today. 2 singles and a strikeout. The strikeout was looking her last time up. And she just didn't look comfortable in the box. Check swinging a lot. Struck out looking. That time, first pitch, she was on it. Fouled it down the right field line and foul. 0-1 here, the offering, high and away, ball one. Encouragement from the crowd, saying let it be in your wheelhouse, Paige. The 1-1 pitch from Schellinger. Ball dribbled to second base, picked up by Velazquez. Wallace fires to first for the out. Moving up to second base, however, is Michaela Connor on the fielder's choice. 4-3 fielder's choice, and Hyman is out. Now Riley Moeller, the designated player, 1 for 3 with a single and 2 strikeouts. 1 swinging, 1 looking. Runner at second, though, is Michaela Connor. Go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth. Scoreless. Here's a bouncing ball to the right side. It's Velazquez. Wallace throws the third. Not in time! They're safe everywhere! Velazquez Wallace decided to try and fire over to third and get the lead runner in Michaela Connor, but the speed from Connor, she's safe at third. Moeller is safe at first. This will bring up Savannah Wendy. And Coach Cross, Steve Cross, comes out to talk to his infield. Runners on the corners, 1 out, so double play still very much in effect. But Wendy bats from the left side. She's got some speed, so you wonder how they will play this. Do you go home on a ground ball in the infield? Do you try to turn two if it's hit up the middle? This is where coaches at this level and above, this is why you're getting paid to be a coach. Make these tough decisions and tough calls. I'll tell you what I would do. Been coaching baseball for 13 years, and my corner infielders would be in front of the bag. My middle infielders would be double play depth. And if it's hit up the middle, we're trying to turn two to end the inning. It's in on the corners. We're coming home. Savannah Windy batting seventh. 0 for 1 officially. Two fielder's choices. And popped out to the shortstop. If you're Silver Lake, are you sending Mulder from first on a steal here? First pitch was in there. 0-1. Runners on the corners. Bunt, and it's foul. Windy tried to lay a bunt down. Mulder was going. Now she's down to the count 0-2, and I looked down there at third as well, and Connor wasn't breaking for home. Regardless, just one out. 0-2 the count here on Windy. The offering. Foul ball down third base line and out of play. We'll do it again. At 0-2. Opportunity is knock today for Silver Lake. They have stranded seven runners coming into this inning. The 0-2 in the dirt. Nice dig behind the plate by Cross to keep that in front of her. That's ball number one. We haven't had a single wild pitch in this game. Not one pass ball. I've got no official errors. Clean softball. Here's the 1-2. Ball lifted through the second baseman's glove. Wallace, and a run will come home on the RBI single from Savannah Windy. The seal has been broken here for the Eagles in the top of the ninth. Tough with two, short compact swing, short step, hands came through, and just roped that one past Velasquez Wallace's glove at second. Runners at first and second now, one away. Taylor Swigert, the catcher. Check that, it's... Yes, Taylor Swigert, the catcher, in there. First offering was outside, ball one. 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch, low and away, ball two. So Wendy's at first. Cook, or check that, Connor, scores. Moeller's at second. One out, top of the ninth inning. It's now 1-0 Silver Lake. The 2-0 pitch. On the corner, strike one called. Taylor Swigert on the right side of the plate. Schellenberg's pitch, dribbled and fouled. Drove straight in front of the plate into the turf and bounced foul. Draws the count even at 2 balls, 2 strikes here with 1 away. Dominique Schellenger, the 2-2 pitch to Swigert. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A big pitch there for Schellenger. And if you're a Knight fan, that's what you needed to see. Here's Sailor Liggett now from second base. Single today back in the fifth. And grounded out to the pitcher and hit into a fielder's choice. Two away now. Runners at first and second. They will be moving on any contact. Swung on a miss, strike one. Kaylin Haney waits on deck for the Eagles. Two away here in the top of the ninth. Here's a dribbler back to Schellenberg. And not able to make a play. The third baseman came off the bag and Ava Lay. Schellenger was trying to toss it to her, but nobody was home. So they're safe everywhere on the infield single. Moving up to second is Windy. Moving to third is Moeller. And at first on the infield, singer is Liggett. And top of the order, here's Caitlin Haney trying to bust this game open. 1-0, Silver Lake, top of the ninth. First pitch on the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Haney, 2-for-4 today. Two singles fly out to right field and a ground out to the pitcher. The 0-1. Dribbler, throw on the right side into right field. One run is in. And they'll stop Wendy at third. And then we got a pickle and being punched out at second base is Taylor, or check that, Sailor Liggett. So Liggett was caught. She rounded second too far, caught in a pickle, and she was the third out of the inning, but not before an RBI single by Kaylin Haney to extend the lead to 2. But it was all busted open by Savannah Wendy with the RBI single to begin it. 2 runs come across on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Eagles from Silver Lake, 2, and Trinity Academy coming up.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the ninth we go, and in is pitcher, or check that, Aubrey Ahlberg, the first baseman for Trinity Academy, and quickly down to the count, 0-2. Check that, 1-1, I beg your pardon. So after an exciting top of the ninth inning, Silver Lake finally scratches 2 runs across, 4 hits in that inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Cook paints the corner for strike 2. 14 hits in the game now for Silver Lake. Just 1 for Trinity Academy. The 1-2 offering from Cook. High and away. Ball 2. Rise ball just rose a little too much. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. One away here in the bottom of the ninth. Back to the top of the order, and Ava Lays 0-3. Thirteen strikeouts in the game now. A baker's dozen for Cook. Here's a hot shot into left field. First pitch swing in there from Lay for a one-out single. Just the second hit of the game for the Knights. But now the tying run comes to the plate. One swing could knock this game back up. Maddie Cross, 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a pop out to the shortstop. Double play in effect here. Call, strike 1 on the corner. It's 0-1. Lexi Nelson awaits on deck. Liberty Lewis in the hole. This is top of the order. Now 2-3-4. Ball lifted down the left field line, slicing out of play. It's now quickly 0-2 against Maddie Cross. 13 strikeouts in this game for Cook so far. One away, runner at first is Lay. 0-2 on Cross. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. Oh, unable to hang on to it with Swigert. That was intermittent, popped out. Second life for Cross. Swigert could not keep a hold of it. We'll do it again at 0-2. Here's the pitch. High and away, ball one. One away. Again, the runner at first is Lay. 1-2 the count here on the two-hole hitter, Matty Cross. 2-0 Silver Lake. They played at 2 at the top of the ninth. We're in the bottom of the ninth. State quarterfinal. Pitch. Fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again at 1-2. And her first at-bat of the game, Maddie Cross, worked a 9-pitch at-bat that ended in a strikeout, the first of the game for Cook. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Popped in the air, back out of play, and we'll do it again. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. No matter the outcome, an amazing state quarterfinal we've got here. The 1-2 pitch from Cook. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there are two outs in this bottom of the ninth inning. That's strikeout number 14 for Kendra Cook. And the Eagles are one out away from punching their ticket through to the semifinal round tomorrow. Lexi Nelson steps in from the right side. First pitch. Check swing. And she held up. Ball one. Cook trying to strike out the side. Trying to get to 15. A ground ball foul down the third baseline. It would almost be poetic for Kendra Kirk. Cook, excuse me, to finish this game out with a strikeout to make it 15 in the game and to do it while striking out the side in two extra innings of softball. The 1-1 pitch to Nelson. On the corner, it's a strike. Throw down to second as the steal was on. And safely into second base was Ava Lay. Good throw there from Swiger, but great jump from Lay. Stolen base. It was a strike, though, so it worked down to a 1-2 count. Two away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Looking for a strikeout number 15 is Kendra Cook. Here's the 1-2. Ball lifted into right field and caught by May. That's your ball game in 9 innings. Silver Lake 2, Trinity Academy Knights nothing. It went 9. Count it, 9 innings. But a 4-hit, 2-run top of the ninth. The difference in this one. We're back after 2 minutes to summarize as the Eagles from Silver Lake make it to day 2 tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
You got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you could call your friend to take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar Relay.
from cheese.
Visit your locally owned Car Star at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a game we just had here between Silver Lake and Wichita Trinity Academy. Two very, very good teams. A 2-7 matchup. It went the distance and then some. Nine innings of work and a 2-0 Silver Lake Eagle win in the top of the ninth. RBI single by Savannah Wendy to give the Eagles a lead. An RBI single by Kaylin Haney to extend it to 2. And that's your final score, 2-0. Breaking down some numbers, batting for the Eagles, top to bottom. Kaylin Haney finished today 3-for-5 with an RBI. 0-for-2 officially for Akira Lowry. 0-for-4, Taylor Zordel. 3-for-4 at the plate, Kendra Cook, including a run. That run was actually given to Michaela Connor as the courtesy runner. 2-for-3 at the plate for Paige Hyman. 2-for-4, Riley Moeller. She scored the other run for the Eagles. Savannah Wendy, that go-ahead, top of the ninth inning RBI single, her one hit of the day, and an RBI. 2-for-4 for Taylor Swigert, 2-for-3 at the plate for Sailor Liggett. But the number of the stat line that means the most in this game, Kendra Cook, 9 innings pitched, just 2 hits given up in this game. No runs, none earned, 1 walk assessed, 14 strikeouts in the ballgame. 14 strikeouts in the game. The Eagles improve on the season now on their record, 24-6. Trinity Academy falls to 24-5. Great job as well for Dominique Schellinger. She pitched pretty well herself. 9 innings of work, 3 strikeouts, 10 hits, or 12 hits allowed. Check that, 14 hits allowed as the Eagles as a team had 14 hits. However, anytime she was in a jam until the ninth inning, defense stepped up. It's a really good quality team for Coach Cross. But Coach Hamilton and the Eagles prevail, and they're soaring into tomorrow in the semifinal round. They'll take on the winner of Burlington and Jefferson West, which will be coming up in about 25 minutes from now. We'll have that game for you here on FM 103.9. I'm going to go take a brief break. Kurt, I'm going to send it back to you. But so far today, two local teams here on 103.9 KNZA at the Topeka 3A State Softball Tournament. 2-for-2. Trying to make it 3-for-3 with the Tigers here in just a little bit. Once again, your final score, Silver Lake 2, Wichita Trinity Academy nothing. The Eagles move on to the semifinal round tomorrow here on this state tournament coverage in Class 3A in Topeka. We're back in about 20 minutes with Jeff West, Burlington. Hang out. We'll be back in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.